presented by Lucy Duran and produced by Peter Meanwell. Thanks to Isabella de Aranzadi for introducing us to Desmarli and to Andy Kershaw for the recording that inspired that programme. You can see photos and video from the trip on the World Roots pages of the Radio 3 website. Now, just before jazz lineup, please welcome to these airwaves Evan Davis.
When people ask me to say what the bottom line is, I just call it a business conversation programme.
Over on BBC Radio 4, the series in which business leaders share their perspectives and passions.
When it started, we tended to have several topics, a rather rigid running order, an agenda, if you like. But I think we've discovered that sometimes it's better to be a little looser.
Evan Davis examines what it takes to get ahead.
We're going to start off with apps. It's a new sector of the economy. It's coined a new word, appreneur. And we'll have three appreneurs telling us about how the industry works.
The Bottom Line on Thursday evening at 8 over on BBC Radio 4.
This, meanwhile, is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. At this time, 11 o'clock tomorrow night, Jez Nelson is here with Jazz on 3, and tomorrow he's featuring the Polish trumpeter Tomasz Stanko and his New York quartet in concert at the Barbican in London. 11 o'clock tomorrow. Now, though, time for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello, just a little taster from tonight's concert set, inspired by Duke Ellington from Mark Lockhart's Ellington in Anticipation project. And more from that set later on in the programme. Also on the show today, brand new releases, including Pat Metheny performing the music of John Zorn, the new Gary Burton Quartet and Gabriel Garrick's Quintet. But let's kick off with one of the world's greatest guitarists and singers, George Benson, whose new CD is a tribute to the legendary Nat King Cole. Let's hear a segue from the new album, which opens with this intriguing little gem credited to Little GB, who is Little George Benson, displaying his early love of Nat King Cole.
Do you smile to dance to love Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep, they just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely world?
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then ring, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we had been aware that our love affair was too hot not to go down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. He's hoping we meet out then. It was great fun, but just one of those things. Ba 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 ba
If we caught a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but just one of those things.
The unmistakable sound of George Benson after a minute of Little GB, Little George Benson, who sang Mona Lisa, and then Big George followed with a full swinging big band with Just One of Those Things by Cole Porter, complete with his own signature vocal scat solo. The CD is called Inspiration and is George's tribute to one of his heroes, Nat King Cole, and that will be released on June the 4th after being toured and developed for the last 4 years. I was interested to learn that the whole project was funded by Benson's fans through a fan-funded initiative called Pledge Music, where fans could donate as little as $10 to $10,000 and receive signed copies of the CD with their names in the sleeve notes and even get a chance to win an autographed guitar. A testament to the spirit of Nat King Cole's work, that much-anticipated album will be out on the Concord label. Something new from US Master Vibes player Gary Burton and his new quartet, and they recently played an amazing set at Cheltenham Jazz Festival and a short residency at Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in London. Burton, who's just turned 70, is one of the most innovative and accomplished vibraphone players in the world today. Throughout his career, he's introduced new up-and-coming talent to his band, and this new release called Guided Tour showcases the unique musicianship of guitarist Julian Large, who first played with Burton in 2004 when he was just 15 years old. I was lucky enough to hear their concert set in Cheltenham, and the chemistry between these two musicians was really special. Let's hear them now with Scott Colley on bass and Antonio Sanchez on drums with Monkfish.
Thank you.
From the new release called Guided Tour, that was the new Gary Burton Quartet featuring Julian Large on guitar and the track Monkfish. In 2010, the PRS for Music Foundation and Wakefield Jazz commissioned pianist-composer Jamil Sherif to write a suite of music for a large ensemble. Sherif is the principal lecturer of the jazz programme at Leeds College of Music. So let's keep the momentum going with the opening track from that CD called Ichthyology, and this is Future Car.
Thank you.
From the CD Ichthyology, that was the track Future Car from the Jamil Sherif Big Band. And that CD is out now on the GLP, Leeds College of Music label, and features some fine young jazz musicians, including saxophonists Joel Purnell and Tori Freestone, and guitarist Jamie Taylor. We're coming up later in the show. Stay tuned for some Ellingtonia reimagined through the creative mind of bandleader saxophonist Mark Lockhart's Ellington in Anticipation project. And that's part of tonight's concert set. John Zorn is an American avant-garde composer, arranger, producer and multi-instrumentalist. A prolific artist, he has hundreds of album credits and has experience in a variety of musical genres, including jazz, rock, hardcore punk, classical, film and klezmer improvised music. Ever curious and inventive guitar giant Pat Metheny has released a recording of John Zorn's Tap, the Book of Angels, Volume 20. Apart from his regular drummer, Antonio Sanchez, Metheny plays all the musical instruments on this outing, including guitars, bass, keyboards, electronics, percussion, flugelhorn and more. So let's hear a track, and this is Tharsis.
Thank you.
taken from the new CD, which is just out now on the Nonesuch label called Tap, The Book of Angels, Volume 20. That was Pat Metheny on everything except drums. Antonio Sanchez took care of that, and he was playing the track Tharsis, written by collaborator John Zorn. I'm Claire Martin, and this is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. And remember, you can catch us on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. One of the UK jazz scene's most outstanding and original composers, saxophonist Mark Lockhart, has embarked on his new project, which stems from his lifelong enthusiasm for Duke Ellington. On his latest CD, Ellington in Anticipation, Mark has taken many of Ellington's most revered compositions, such as Satin Doll, Take the A-Train and Mood Indigo, and reconstructed and arranged them to create a fascinating set of new music, whilst remaining entirely respectful to the beauty of Ellington's creations. I love the remark Chris Ingram makes in Mojo magazine that Mark has hit on a delightful solution to the old-new wrangle. Joining Mark are his band, who are an all-star ensemble, Liam Noble on piano, Finn Peters on alto saxophone, James Alsop on clarinet, Margaret Hasler on viola, Seb Rochford on drums and Tom Herbert on the bass. Let's go straight to the music now, which was recorded at the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama in Cardiff, and this is It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Take the A-Train, finishing tonight's concert set with saxophonist bandleader Mark Lockhart's Ellington in Anticipation project, recorded at the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama in Cardiff on May the 12th as part of this year's AMSA Jazz Time Festival, featuring a stellar lineup including Finn Peters on alto sax and flute, James Allsop on clarinet, Liam Noble on piano, Margaret Hasler on viola, Tom Herbert playing double bass, and Seb Rochford on the drums. Something now from the debut album by trumpeter-composer Gabriel Garrick and his quintet, taken from the CD Sunlight, which is the product of a 5-year-long process of music making, writing and performing. Let's hear the funky Down to Earth.
We'll be right back.
taken from his debut CD Sunlight, out on the Jazz Academy label. That was a composition by Gabriel Garrett called Down to Earth, and that CD is out now. Rightly regarded as one of the finest singers of her generation, Jackie Dankworth will be appearing at Morley College in London for an afternoon with Jackie Dankworth on July the 10th at 1 p.m. She'll be talking about her career as both singer and songwriter, and she'll be performing a selection of songs and answering questions on jazz singing, improvising and writing for the voice. Let's hear something from Jackie from her 2009 release, Back to You. And this is a track written by Ralph Towner called Beppo.
someone that I can make romance with. Come on, come on, and take a chance with me, and then you'll see, oh yes, you'll see that you'll be free. Yes, you will see just how we
Jackie Dankworth singing Ralph Towner's Beppo from her album Back to You. And if you can't get along to Jackie's event at Morley College, you can see her on the 6th of July. She'll be singing as part of the Harrogate International Festival. We're next to a track by drummer Dave Hamblett from his debut release Light at Night, which has met with much praise and glowing reviews by critics and jazz fans alike, and is one of my favourite releases this year by a UK player. The lineup with Dave are Joe Wright and Josh Arcaleo on saxophones, Ivo Neem on keyboards, Alex Monk on guitar, and Callum Gourlay on double bass. Here's Dave's composition, Hero's Theme.
Thank you.
out on Whirlwind Records, that track Heroes Theme from drummer Dave Hamlet's CD Light at Night. And you can hear Dave with Ivo Neame if you're lucky enough to be going to the North Sea Jazz Festival later this year. But if not, then that CD is highly recommended. New on the ECM label, featuring Andy Shepherd on saxophone and Norwegian pianist Kjetil Bjørnstad on piano, is a tribute to filmmaker and formative influence Michelangelo Antonioni, and this was recorded live at a jazz festival back in 2010. Kjetil Bjørnstad is a pianist, composer and improviser, and also a novelist, a poet and an essayist, and has been described by The Guardian as a cultural prodigy. Prolific in his multidiscipline activities, he's released more than 50 albums and published 40 books. Bjørnstad has been an ECM recording artist since 1993, when his Water Stories album was issued. Let's hear the track La Notte, Part 2.
Thank you.
That was a track, La Notte Part 2, featuring saxophonist Andy Shepherd. And that CD is out now on the ECM label. LA-based singer and songwriter Mark Winkler has just released an album which he calls a labour of love, as he's chosen to pay tribute to one of his earliest inspirations, Laura Nyro. His interpretations of Nyro's music are personal, creative and daring, and he's surrounded himself with a stellar lineup of musicians, including Ellie Brueggemann, who is one of LA's most in-demand arrangers at the moment. Mark's chosen a real variety of Nyro's songs, ranging from the well-known to the overlooked, including this track, which was actually a B-side on her 1973 release, The First Songs. Here's Mark's take on California Shoeshine Boys.
California shoeshine boys counting up their dimes, counting up the girls they've known, counting up the times. I've got heartache, but I got news. California shoeshine boys, you can shine my shoes. California shoeshine boys never really care, only for that California shoeshine in the hair. I got heartache, I got news. California shoeshine boys, you can shine my shoes. California shoeshine boys, rapping 10 feet tall. John can make sweet Cindy cry, Joe can make her crawl. I got heartache, I got news. California shoeshine boys, you can shine my shoes. California shoeshine boys, you can shine my shoes.
From the Laura Nyro project, that was Mark Winkler singing California Shoeshine Boys, with Ellie Brueggemann on piano, Dan Lutz on drums and Peter Buck on bass. And that CD is out now on the Cafe Pacific record label. That's almost all from us, but do remember there's plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday nights at 11. And this week he has concert music from Polish trumpeter Tomasz Stanko and his New York Quartet. And on next week's jazz lineup, I have a special music session from the BBC studios at Maid of Ale from Vibes man Roger Beaujolais and his quartet. Plus, Kevin Najama will be here for our regular monthly Now's the Time feature. To finish tonight, some uplifting sounds from a new release on Montima Records. Brazilian bass master and producer Nilson Mata has accomplished his lifelong dream of recording his interpretations of the Orpheus music from the Brazilian Player movie from the 1950s. Enlisting 15 musicians from the US and Brazil, including star pianist Kenny Barron and trumpeter Randy Brecker, let's go out on Hugs and Kisses from the CD Black Orpheus. From me, Claire Martin, until next time, bye-bye.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome again to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. The Belgian city of Mechelen links most of the music in the first couple of hours this morning. In the early 16th century, it flourished culturally under the rule of Margaret of Austria, and it was boosted further in 1559 when Pope Paul IV made it the centre of one of three new dioceses in the southern Netherlands. The Church of St Rombout became a cathedral, and Eric van Nevel and his group Corunder are performing some of the scores donated to the cathedral in 1739 by the music-loving nobleman Cornelius van den Branden de Reet. They begin with this mass by the Neapolitan Francesco Mancini.